The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. It's Passover, everyone. It's not Easter week. Rather, it is a holy week. It is a Passover week for all of us Christians and also for the Jewish people. Glory to God. And also, this Sunday is a Resurrection Sunday. That's how we need to celebrate it. We need to celebrate Jesus for everything that he did for all of us. We Christians celebrate Passover because of Jesus. He is our Passover. We pass over from death to life eternal. And he will fulfill our purpose. And for the Jewish people, they celebrate Passover because it is a required feast. It is also required for Christians as well. This is supposed to be an everlasting ordinance. The Jewish people celebrate Passover and they remember how God delivered them from slavery in Egypt and how by sprinkling of the blood on their doorposts, it caused the destroyer or death to pass over and spared the lives of their firstborn sons. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Get rid of the old yeast, that you may be a new batch without yeast as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." Passover celebration is required by God. And Jesus celebrated Passover with his disciples before he was nailed on the cross. Passover was celebrated by his disciples also in the book of Acts. And also we are disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are required to celebrate Passover. It is this important. And hopefully through this program, now that you're getting this revelation, that next year you will going to celebrate it. Jesus, our Passover lamb. Okay? Why? Because Passover celebration is not just for the Jewish people alone. It is also a required feast to observe and celebrate by Christians as well. In John chapter 13, verse 1, it says, "It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love." Mark chapter 14, verse 12. "On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, 'Where do you want us to go and make preparation for you to eat the Passover?'" See, Jesus observed it and we are his followers. Down to verse 16. "The disciples left, went into the city and found things just as Jesus had told them regarding the upper room. So they prepared the Passover." When we take communion, it is actually remembering and celebrating Jesus as the Passover lamb. It is more sacred. It is more important than communion. He said that when we celebrate Passover, we do it in remembrance of him. We celebrated the Passover last Friday at the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel on IH 10. This is the smallest group so far since we start celebrating the Passover. And I actually did it on purpose. We did not advertise it or try to convince people to join us. I gave you, our listeners, opportunity to celebrate it with us. But that's it. I did not focus on it. I want it to be a real holy celebration that those who came and attended last Friday. They are doing it for Jesus, and it was a very, very solemn occasion, and God spoke afterwards through prophetic unctions. So we celebrated Jesus and the newness of life with him and in him, and we thanked him and worshiped him. He deserved all our praise, and we had a good time. So next year, come join us. But 2017 is such a wonderful, wonderful year of manifestation, and we are being prepared. You and I are being prepared for the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence, but we have to apply God's ways of doing things in every area of our lives. And I wanted this to be so special that I did not even participate like I have been doing, Mike had been doing, Ed have been doing, but we sat this one out, and the new team or the group from the core team are the one who celebrated it, starting with Deborah Farrell, Joshua, Kobe, and Dora and Esther, Nancy, and Divina, of course, and Nicole. And I enjoyed it. At first, I didn't know what to do, but God moved in a very supernatural manner. So yes, we ate the bitter herbs. We had unleavened bread and the carousel and eggs, all of them signifying our new life or our life in Christ Jesus. The Jewish people partake of this bitter herbs required in their celebration as they commemorate the Israelites delivered from slavery. We celebrate Passover as Christians because we were also delivered from slavery, from sins, and we have new beginnings. Both Jewish and Christians are looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. It is the same Messiah. For the Jewish people, the Messiah is coming to restore all things and to restore the kingdom back to Israel. And they're right. For us Christians, we expect the coming of our Messiah, who was here before, right? Jesus Christ. We are also looking forward for God restoring and taking back what belongs to him. That is, the earth is the Lord's. And Jesus is coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we are celebrating that. And of course, we, the body of Christ, have an important role before Jesus comes, because the Holy Father directed Jesus. It says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." We are the one, the body of Christ, will be the one who's going to make the enemy of our God his footstool. Okay? So the Jewish people, they are our brothers in Christ. Once they got born again, they just don't realize it yet, but they will. We have a gratitude to them for giving us the Bible, for recording meticulously, and preserving the Word of God for the whole world. And second, my Lord Jesus was born Jewish. With that alone, I have a special love for the Jewish people. It is my prayer that they will all get saved. Keep in mind also that Jesus loves everybody, and that is you. Whether you're Jewish, whether you're not born again Christian yet, this might be your day. Jesus loves you too. That is why he came and died for all of us, to bring the nations, all the peoples of the earth to his kingdom, under his fold, because he loves everybody. He is love. Because of Jesus, we are all equal in God's sight. Whomsoever believe in the Son, Christ Jesus, will be free from the bondage of sin and death. And when you are born again, your destiny awaits you. So God does not care, so I don't care, because Jesus don't care where you were born. What nationality are you? Whether you were born in the Muslim region, whether in Asia, whether in Timbuktu, Jesus loves you. And He is the only one who can restore you, who can heal you, who can deliver you, and pass you over from death to life. And this is your day. Jesus is the only one who can save you from hell. And to give you a new beginning, heal you, restore you, love on you, you are destined for greatness. And today is your day. One thing I love about the Lord is that He is love. He is the way to a new life and hope. All you need to do is to acknowledge that you need a Savior and invite Him to be your Lord. Then you will no longer be a second-class citizen. And even now, He knows you by name. You are that special. He will provide a way for you to be delivered from whatever you are dealing with right now. And you will spend eternity with Him. What is eternity? It is not just after you're dead, okay? Eternal life is knowing God the Father and knowing that Jesus Christ is His begotten Son that He loved and He sent for us to get saved. He loves you. So repeat this after me, okay? Because I know that you are at the end of your rope. You don't know. You are lonely or depressed, and you don't have nobody to talk to. He is waiting for you. He loves you, okay? Repeat this. Lord Jesus, I just heard today that You are Lord and that You love me. I need You as my Savior. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Be the Lord of my life. I want to be born again. I receive Your purpose and calling in my life. I thank You that You are my deliverer and my God. Lord Jesus, today is the day I want to be born again. I acknowledge You now. You are my Lord and my Savior. Amen. It is that easy. But what is going to happen to you from now on? Jesus is in charge right now over your life. So if you confess, and if you just got born again by repeating those confessions of faith, you are now born again. And it is time for you to acknowledge Him publicly that He is Lord by calling me at 210-396-7891. The team and I will be waiting for your call. We are at the office today. Again, it's 210-396-7891. Again, it's 210-396-7891. I am so excited for you. Your life will never be the same again. And when you call, I will give you some simple instructions to follow, and I or member of the team will pray for you. And you will begin to see the manifestation of the goodness of our God. It's starting now. It's starting today. Amen. I am going to read a scripture to prove by the word of God that when you become born again, you are joint heirs with Christ Himself and with the nation of Israel. You are now my brothers and sisters. I'm so excited. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. In reading this, then, you'll be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. When we are born again, we all became priests, young and old, male and female, Jews, Gentiles, Greeks, Americans, Muslims, former Muslims. We're all priests to the order of Melchizedek, like our Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29, it says, Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. It does not matter who you are. It does not matter if you're wearing a polka-dotted dress. The blood of Christ has made you equal to everyone in God's sight. He does not play favorites. Listen to me. There is no second-class citizen in the kingdom of God. He is special. You are special. Romans chapter 3, verse 22. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference. See? There is no difference. John 1:17. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. We're not under the law, we're under grace. Okay. Galatians chapter 3, verse 14. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. I got this revelation long time ago. So if you're going to tell me that I cannot preach or I cannot be a pastor because I am wearing a skirt, I have lots of skirt. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Divina. Thank you, Dora. It's too late to convince me that I don't qualify. And this will shock you. I already ordained bishops, pastors, and ministered to thousands and empowered thousands of pastors and God's people. So it is too late. You can't convince me. How can a pastor ordain bishops? No. It is under the umbrella of Sons of God International, in which I am a co-founder and executive vice president. So I ordained bishops. Well, and said, you can't do that. I said, I already did. And it's okay with Jesus because he showed up. And the bishops we ordained, they are expanding. They have so many. They call them satellite churches all over the country. And also, you cannot convince me that I can do it, because even the demonic spirits obey me in the name of Jesus. I just happened to encounter and believed the word of God that says I can do all things through Christ Jesus. And also, it says all things are possible to them that believe. Besides, the Holy Spirit is in me. And guess what? How can I be not qualified because I'm a woman and you're qualified? The same Holy Spirit that is in me, it is the same Holy Spirit that dwells in you. I hope. Some of you have been partaking of the yeast of the Pharisees. And you know how Jesus addressed them? Told them that they're sons of the devil. So I decided that I will disciple God's people and to teach them how to love Jesus. And I didn't apply for this job. But Jesus told me that he qualifies the called. And he called me. I didn't call myself. I have other things in my mind, in my plan, and it's totally, totally, totally the opposite of where I'm at right now. But you know what? I am so glad that Jesus intervened. I'm so glad that He's the Lord of my life, so He can change things. I'm so glad. And great, wonderful changes are about to happen in your life. I should listen to this radio program today. So I focus on Him, and you need to focus on Him too. And then signs and wonders will follow you. And if you still have problem and I still cannot convince you with the scriptures that I just quoted, then talk to the Lord about it. Tattletale on Him and see if you can convince Him. Because I lost my identity. See, Jesus did not steal my identity. He took my identity and gave me a new one. My identity is now in Christ Jesus, and that's how it's going to stay. Okay, but before I forget, let me give you signs and wonders, an update of our fundraising events. It is now becoming fundraising events. In spite of the hard work of everybody, we are having fun. Besides, I met you, our listeners. I know that there are some ears listening to me now because I met some of you. You know how challenging it is to talk to a microphone? And those who showed up, let me give you this blessing because it is from God. You are now partakers and you are now recipients of the signs and wonders following this fundraising events. Because why? You were a part of it. I am very grateful for you showing up, for you praying for us, for you buying some stuff. Thank you again for participating. Thank you. You encouraged me a great deal, more than you ever realize. Remember, I mentioned to you, our listeners, that these fundraising events are also the best way to train and educate our youth how to operate or conduct business God's way. I made everybody contribute to work, to believe God for the finances, and not to beg, not to go on emotional giving, no drama, and not desiring things for free. And I told them, don't pray for somebody else to pray for your way. Let God do what He does best. Right? So we're going to follow His ways. We got lots of challenges, but we learn from those challenges. And here comes the good part. One Saturday, while we were out there in the parking lot selling, a lady came by and looked at what we're selling, and she asked what it is for. And we told her that it is for a fundraising event for the praise and worship team to go to Israel and for our radio broadcast. She said that she wanted to donate some office supplies and some office furniture to help with the fundraising. And she offered and said, do you want to see them first? So I sent Aaron and Joshua to go to check what this lady is offering us. Because we just don't receive donations, okay? With clothes or anything like that. We just don't receive just like that. I'm very particular with that. What the lady was talking about, it's not office supplies that she ended up giving us. It's not just a few pieces of furniture. But listen to this. We receive 2 truckloads of office furniture from their law firm. Glory to God. See, body of Christ, we're not supposed to beg. We have so much class than that. God showed Himself strong by leading this lady to us. And we were given a Texas-sized seed from a lady we never met. This is how God works, body of Christ. We don't get into emotional giving and challenges. We were willing to work hard, and this body proved that to God, and God is more than pleased. So glory to God right? And I'm running out of time. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off I-810. And again, happy Passover and a blessed Resurrection Sunday for all of you. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.